I'm Anna Wolska with the Lupus Foundation of America, which is the founder and owner of the open access journal, Lupus Science and Medicine, that is produced by BMJ. On today's episode, we will be discussing the paper, Urine Proteomics Insights from the Belimumab in Lupus Nephritis Trial, which was recently published in Lupus Science and Medicine Journal. We are joined by one of the authors of this article, Dr. Andrea Fafa, an assistant professor of medicine at the Division of Rheumatology of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore in Maryland. Dr. Fafa, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Let's begin. Could you please describe lupus nephritis and how is it diagnosed?
Lupus nephritis is a disease, is a complication that we often see in patients with lupus. It is when lupus affects the kidneys. There are multiple kinds of lupus nephritis. Some of them are more benign, some of them are more aggressive. And when we say aggressive, it means that there is a lot of inflammation, and sometimes that can lead to permanent kidney damage. We see it in about half of our patients with lupus, but it is more frequent in certain population, especially non-whites, in particular African Americans. And it is associated with, again, with the risk of getting kidney damage. Unfortunately, it is associated with a higher risk of mortality. And so it's very important to diagnose it early and treat it early to prevent any further damage. One of the challenges is that lupus nephritis, it's without any symptoms in more than 50% of the cases. And so when patients come to our clinic, we have to screen for an abnormal amount of protein in the urine. And when we notice that, we react with a kidney biopsy. And based on what we see in the kidney biopsy, we then diagnose either lupus nephritis or something else. And within lupus nephritis, the type, and that can help us guiding treatment.
What therapies are available to treat lupus nephritis?
So there are many, and I tend to think about the therapies in two broad categories. First category is immunosuppression. So lupus nephritis is a disease that is autoimmune, and so we have to kind of calm down the immune response in order for the kidney to recover. And many of these medications are well known to our patients, the most famous being things like mycophenolate, cyclophosphamide, tacrolimus, and there are also the two new medications that were recently approved for lupus nephritis, which are belimumab and voclosporin. But there are many others that we use, such as rituximab. There's going to be a new one, hopefully soon, called obinutuzumab. So the future is bright for the development of this drug. As part of this treatment that immunosuppressive, there is the dreaded prednisone. And so we are always trying to find new protocols to use less and less, but for now it's part of the treatment. And then there is the non-immunosuppressive treatments that are absolutely critical to ensure a success of the treatment, the cornerstone being hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil, which, yes, many think it is a kind of a secondary or weak drug. It's actually a key to many aspects in lupus, especially lupus nephritis. It triples the chance of mycophenolate to work. So it's really very important to use it, but also medications such as ACE inhibitors that are medication for blood pressure. Vitamin D has a role in the treatment of lupus nephritis, but other good things like keeping a good blood pressure and also a healthy lifestyle is helpful for the patient and ensuring a good response to treatment.
Of course. So what is urine proteomics and why did you decide to investigate it in your study?
There are limitations to the current approach of using the protein in the urine to screen and reacting with the kidney biopsy. The first thing is the method of using just total protein in the urine is very imperfect. There are people that can have active lupus nephritis and not having protein in the urine, and people who may have protein in the urine and not having lupus nephritis. And so proteinuria, which is the term to say urine protein, is imperfect. The kidney biopsy, which is what we use to diagnose, also has limitation. It's not that we could like biopsy patients many times. It's invasive, that's complication. Sometimes it's not indicated, it's contraindicated because of risk of bleeding. And sometimes we really need to get multiple time points. For example, if you start treatment, you want to see after a few months if it's working, and a biopsy will be ideal. but who really wants to get a needle in their back every few months? And so this is where the study of non-invasive biomarkers become very important. And urine is, I mean, to me and to many, this is kind of the natural place to look for biomarkers. If you think about it, urine is downstream of the kidneys. And so all the inflammation that happened in the kidney and all the byproducts are going down in the urine, and it's very easy to sample. It's very non-invasive. And we can go and sample all this information going in the urine and use it to study the biology of lupus nephritis, but also to develop these non-invasive tools to diagnose. And so urine proteomics is this branch of science where instead of just measuring the total amount of protein, we can measure each single different component that is in the urine. And there are many technologies. The one that we use in the study we're going to talk about measured 1,000. We can go to 1,400 proteins. We can go now up to 7,000 proteins that we can precisely go and measure. And so we can see if among these many thousands analytes, we can identify those that can give us some clue about what's going on in the kidney. So we can use them to, you can use these clues to develop new targets, but also we could use this urine to monitor inflammation in the kidney. And so to diagnose lupus nephritis early and tailor treatment based on these biomarkers.
It looks to me like you're really getting lots of information from this urine proteomics for your patients. So could you tell us, please, what were the main findings of your study?
Yeah, in this study, we had the opportunity to get urine sample from one of the clinical trials in lupus nephritis, where belimumab was used in this patient. And we got urine samples at the time of randomization, which means the time that patients entered the study and received either the treatment or the placebo, which is basically an infusion just with water without any drug in it. And then these patients were monitored for the next couple of years to see who was going to respond to this treatment. And we were able to get urine sample at multiple time points. We wanted to look for biomarkers in the urine that could tell us who was responding to treatment. And initially, we wanted to look at if we could predict who was going to respond to treatment at the time of entering the study. And unfortunately, we didn't find any biomarker that could predict the response to treatment at baseline. But what we were able to find is that, and this finding was confirmed in other studies that we will publish soon, is that when a patient with lupus nephritis starts treatment, if this patient is effectively responding to treatment, there are changes in the kidney that are reflected in the urine, and we see a decrease of some of this protein as early as 3 months, but probably even earlier than that, that can predict who's going to be a treatment responder after 1 or 2 years. And so in the study, we found that the patients who were responding to the treatment had a decline of a famous protein in the urine that is called CD163, that is a protein that identifies the activation of a certain immune cell called macrophage or macrophage. And we found that a decline of this protein after 3 months was associated with a response to treatment after a year or two.
Wow, that's very interesting. Would you tell us, please, do you have any plans for future studies on this interesting area of research? You mentioned you're preparing a manuscript. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, we are doing a lot of research in this area. And this was spearheaded by the Accelerating Medicines Partnership, which is this big endeavor, is a group of many researchers in the United States that really have at heart the study of lupus nephritis and how can we improve the diagnosis and treatment of our patients. And so we are now in the process of using this information and what we discovered from these urine proteomic studies to develop non-invasive assays, which is basically non-invasive tests that we could use to diagnose lupus nephritis very early. And if you think about it, if you can diagnose lupus nephritis before it can cause any damage, that would shift the management from treatment to prevention. And that means that we could use way less toxic medications that could have a huge impact in the life of our patients. And so diagnosis is important, but also being able to tailor treatment. So for example, I mentioned before that we noticed that this protein, specific protein, will go down after a few weeks of treatment. And so we could start a treatment that we think is indicated, but then after a month or two, we can already see that if the patient is responding or not, that can help us tailoring the treatment. So we can use the minimum amount needed for medication, or we can change treatment altogether before waiting 6 or 12 months and taking the risk of accruing more damage in the kidney. So we are exploring these avenues to develop these assays. We call them liquid biopsies because we can get somewhat the same information that we may get from a kidney biopsy, but without having to do an invasive procedure. But also as part of that, we use this tool to discover new things. And so identify new potential target that we could use to better treat lupus nephritis with better success rates and less toxicity.
Well, that sounds excellent. And actually, that was my question, the final questions to you, which I think you partially responded by now, which is, how do you envision urine proteomics being used in the future in lupus research? So I'm hearing that the goal is to prevent lupus nephritis, obviously tailor the treatment, and hopefully manage patients well. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a wonderful tool to achieve multiple objectives. One is to make discoveries. And so if we discover like what are the key elements that drive the disease, then we can even prevent it. So that will be a big step closer to, I mean, we're not closer to a cure, but that if we could prevent disease, it would be awesome. Also, it will be a way to also discover new treatments, understand why certain people get lupus and why others don't. There is this big word, is heterogeneity. Lupus can have so many faces. And I have yet to meet two lupus patients that are really look alike. And so there's a lot of diversity in the patients that we see. And so these tools can help us identify if there are subgroups of patients that have a little bit of a different characteristics, and maybe they can help us understand why certain people get lupus in a certain way and how to personalize the treatment to that. But also because it is so non-invasive, it can help us when we do these big studies like the one that I mentioned before with Accelerated Medicines Partnership, where we do all sorts of expensive technologies to literally dissect down at the molecular level lupus nephritis. Well, then we can combine the nuggets of knowledge that we define with these expensive approaches into a few what we call biomarkers, an easy test to do. This is one in the urine, and then apply to hundreds of people in a way that is cost effective. It could help us really make strides forward in the treatment of, in the understanding of lupus nephritis, but also to develop non-invasive tools that can improve the quality of life of our patients.
This really sounds very promising, and I keep my fingers crossed very tightly for the success of your research. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Fava.
Thank you, Anna. I wanted to thank the Lupus Foundation of America for supporting the podcast and supporting our research in urine proteomics, Lupus Science and Medicine for publishing this publication, and in particular, Dr. Michelle Petrie and Dr. Emma Whiting that led this work in urine proteomics, and the investigators in the Accelerating Medicines Partnership who have been instrumental to get this work on urine proteomics off the ground, in particular, Jill Bion and Michelle Petrie. And I wanted to thank our patients because they are the true participants in this research, and their willingness to join us with true enthusiasm and help us getting ahead with the research is truly amazing to see. So I'm very thankful and grateful, and I'm honored to be able to contribute. Thank you.
That was Dr. Andrea Fava describing his research on the urine proteomics and its changes in response to belimumab in patients with lupus nephritis. I'm Anna Wolska. Thank you for listening. And please don't forget to tune into the next episode of our podcast.